with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Russia is reportedly providing Iran with information that could help Tehran strike American warships, aircraft, and other assets in the region.
The information comes from two officials familiar with U.S. intelligence on the matter. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt downplayed reports that Russia was sharing intelligence with Iran about U.S. targets.
That clearly is not making a difference with respect to the military operations in Iran, because we are completely decimating them.
Leavitt declined to say if President Trump had spoken to Russia's Vladimir Putin about the intelligence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's time to spring forward this weekend, something not very popular with many folks.
According to an AP NORC poll last year, if they had to choose, most Americans say they would prefer to make daylight savings time permanent rather than standard time. Kenneth Wright with the University of Colorado says that choice has some implications.
We are in permanent daylight saving time. We're going to have many more dark mornings. People will be driving to work. Children will be standing there for the bus or walking to school in the dark. And it can increase that by more than 100 days compared to what we currently do right now.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A gun rights YouTuber in Texas who goes by the name AK Guy on social media has a clear path to the GOP nomination for Congress after Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez ended his reelection campaign over revelations of an affair. Brandon Herrera had forced a May runoff, but now carries the GOP mantle across an 800-mile patch along the border that was strongly Republican just 2 years ago. American employers unexpectedly cutting 92,000 jobs last month. That unemployment rate blipped up to 4.4%. The Labor Department reporting Friday that hiring deteriorated from January when companies added a healthy 126,000 jobs. This is SRN News. Scandinavia has returned to paganism.
1,000 years ago, people in the region worshipped Odin and Thor. Now they're doing it again. In the Swedish town of Mokum, a pagan burial ground is being established. Money is also being raised for the construction of a pagan temple elsewhere. Christianity has been declining in Scandinavia faster than in other parts of Europe. Less than 3% of Danes attend church, and 15% of churchgoers in Sweden don't believe in Christ. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report says Rhode Island Catholic priests sexually abused hundreds of children for decades, while church leaders minimized the scandal. Attorney General Peter Narola releasing the report after a multi-year review. It finds that at least 75 clergy had molested more than 300 victims since 1950. The attorney general says church officials agreed to hand over records but did not allow key people to be interviewed. The diocese in response saying the report reflects its cooperation but misleads the public. This is SRN News. Oil prices increase and a weak job report results in a down day on Wall Street.
The price of oil shot to its highest level since 2023 after surging again because of the war with Iran. A weak update on the U.S. job market knocked stocks lower to cap Wall Street's worst week since October. The S&P 500 dropped 1.3% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by as many as 945 points before finishing with a loss of 453. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump has predicted the destruction not just of college sports, but the entire U.S. collegiate system unless the industry is fixed quickly. Sports leaders who joined the president Friday at the White House summit agreed that a fix could only happen by raising more money to pay players. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.